The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time now for somebody to place another book on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. The last book placed on it was Small Mercies by Denis Lahan, Mick Clifford's special correspondent with the Irish Examiner. That was his choice. This week, it is one of my colleagues here from News Talk, from News Talk Breakfast. Actually, speaking of News Talk Breakfast, take a listen to Shane Coleman this morning.
Now, teachers for Palestine are calling on all schools to talk about Palestine in classrooms from April 29th. Conall O'Dufrig, a member of the initiative, explained the rationale behind it yesterday on The Cold Shoulder.
Ciara Kelly from News Talk Brunch. How would you like that now? News Talk Brunch presenter Ciara Kelly.
On behalf of all your other colleagues, Kieran, can I apologise deeply and profoundly?
I've had no apology from him. I'm
still
waiting.
On behalf of Shane Coleman, because that was clearly a deliberate slur.
I'm glad you've confirmed. I thought so too, Ciara. And the team here were saying, no, it was obviously a mistake. I know what he's like.
He was taking a swipe, wasn't he? He definitely was.
Oh, he's a disgrace. That's why we're never getting him on this slot. Never, never. Just Ciara Kelly from News Talk Brunch.
He doesn't read anyway, in fairness.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. You do read. So listen, on to matters at hand. What is your favourite book? What book are you placing on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf?
Well, I have oodles of favourite books. And when I was asked, I kind of struggled a small bit to come up with just one. And a few of them are already on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf. So I was a little bit kind of going, oh, what did I say? So I thought I'll take one of the favourite books I've read in recent times. And it's a relatively new book, and it's by an Irish author. It's by Cathy Sweeney, and it's a book called Breakdown. And it is just some phenomenal writing. And I think it absolutely deserves to be on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf, because I think this is a writer that's going to go on and on. I think she's only getting going.
So tell me a bit about the book.
Okay. It is a book about a woman, and she lives a very regular, ordinary life in that she's married, she's got a couple of kids, teenage kids. She is a secondary school teacher, she teaches art, and she's kind of just, I wouldn't say bumbling along, but life is very pedestrian. She lives in the suburbs of Dublin in sort of a reasonably, you know, upper middle classy kind of a housing estate, and has, you know, nice kind of kitchen, and, you know, all that kind of, you can nearly know her or relate to her, or you've met her. But it's written in the first person, and all her thoughts are in there, and her thoughts do not reflect her life at all, because she is somebody who is very detached from her life, perhaps even resentful of her life. She talks about her kids and her husband in a way that isn't particularly warm or edifying, her friends. And she is it's called Breakdown because I think that's what she's going through. And she basically gets up one morning, and instead of driving to her school where she teaches, or instead of dropping her kids off or doing all those things, she gets in the car. And she just keeps going, and she ends up going on it's described in the blurb in the back of the book as a road trip, but it's not quite a road trip, because it's not really Thelma and Louise. It's quite dark. She's a knotty, damaged character. But what is very interesting about her is it's so unvarnished. The writing is very raw. It's so unvarnished. And it is like the genuine contents of somebody's head, not the contents of somebody's head that they pretend to have or purport to have or express. It's much darker, and you don't read this kind of level that often, but also you don't read this kind of level very often coming from a female character, Kieran. So she's a very, she could be anybody. She could be the woman who's in the front of you in the queue in Tesco or that kind of person. And yet there is this darkness, there is this damage, there is this, and she's damaging all the people around her too. She's clearly, her kind of chaos that starts to spill out of her has knock-on effects on everybody around her.
Because look, most people are not going to get in the car and drive kind of for 48 odd hours away from their life. So that's not what resonates. Is it the honesty of the thoughts inside her head that she expresses on paper? Is that what resonates?
I think so, because no, I don't relate to getting in the car and never coming home thing. I don't. But what I found was really refreshing was so much of what we hear, particularly nowadays in the era that we live in, which is quite politically correct. And, you know, you can't, you know, the way, I don't know about you, but I certainly have teenage kids and I'd be talking to them. They go, you can't say that. I get that a lot. You can't say that. You can't. This is saying all the things you can't say. And not in a, like, she's not contentious in a politically incorrect way, but saying things that people would never say. You know, people wouldn't admit to even thinking. And it's like, I found it kind of like a revelation. I was like, wow, people, like, I just found it very fresh and very refreshing. And it was very raw, but it was sort of like entering the mess of somebody else's head. And it's just all laid out. And she's very, it's written really matter-of-factly. And so it's sort of sexually matter-of-fact. It's sort of amoral, even. It's a challenging read.
Yeah.
But it's a read that made me think in a way that lots of books wouldn't make you think normally.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, would it resonate with me the same way it resonated with you?
I think it would resonate with you. I think it would, because I think you would also quite like the, geez, you don't hear that every day. Do you know what I mean?
I guess I'm not, you know, how is she describing it? Like kind of a contemporary, now Grace Jones is basically South Dublin, so bear with me. A contemporary kind of Dublin middle class woman.
Yes, I see what
you're
saying.
What I mean?
And she's even closer to me than you might think in terms of the fact that I was in school with her. So I actually know the author. That's
okay.
Not why I picked it. But I'm not in much touch with her anymore. We were in school together, which is going back a while. But I was kind of fascinated to read it. But it's more than that. It's more than all of that. It is rare I have read any book or any author that has managed to capture what feels like the authentic thoughts and the authentic feelings of somebody as well. And it's written, and there's comedy in it. Like there's little, she has all these little, you know, observations about life that when you read them, you'll kind of, they'll sort of trigger something in you, that because it's written in the here and now, it's written in kind of contemporary Ireland. And as I said, there's all these little observations, and she's not a nice character. The woman herself is not a likable person. I wouldn't want to befriend this woman. I wouldn't want to know her, but I found it really interesting reading about her. It was like being a tourist in somebody else's brain.
Okay, so that is Breakdown by Cathy Sweeney, getting placed on the Hard Shoulder bookshelf opposite Small Mercies last week, placed there by Dennis Lehane. Well, not placed there by Dennis Lehane. Dennis Lehane is the author, placed there by Mick Clifford. So listen, we always give people the opportunity to mention something else that they read, because you're right, it's kind of Sophie's choice. It's impossible. How do you pick one?
Yeah, really hard. An honourable mention. I thought I'd do something very totally different to the one I just mentioned, because I do quite like to jump around in terms of styles of books. So the honourable mention, I'm going to give it to The Echo Chamber by John Boyne, another great Irish writer. And John Boyne writes, I mean, he'd be extremely well known for things like The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas. And he would be, you know, he's a prolific writer. He writes sort of family saga books and books that you know, are set in the past. And he can kind of turn his hand to anything. But he's in the main a very serious writer who mostly sort of writes about, you know, relationships and life and sort of quite epic sort of themes. The Echo Chamber is none of that. The Echo Chamber is probably best described as a farce, and it, like a genuine farce. And it is set in the UK. It is about a media family who have, you know, certainly the father and husband of the family has kind of a high profile job in the BBC. And it is about a Twitter storm and Twitter pylons and social media and the interaction between social media and mainstream media. And it is hilarious. It is a brilliant, like, holiday read. I actually did read this on holidays, and I lay by a pool and I'd say the people around were going, that woman's a bit nuts, because I kept genuinely laughing really loudly out loud, because there is so much humour and fun in this book, and it is so well observed. He has such an eye. And John Boyne, if you know anything about him, has been in kind of Twitter wars himself, largely because he had the temerity to write a book where there was a trans character in it. And you know what that does. People will not step into that fray because it is just this kind of toxic heat there. And he was writing a book from, I think, a genuinely compassionate point of view, and yet still managed to get it in the neck. So he's been on the receiving end of it, but he has this amazing ability to describe it, and then not to just to describe it, to describe it hilariously, funnily. And I think actually he had a bad time when all that was happening. But this is not that. This is just brilliance. It's comic writing on a really great level that you don't often get to read.
Echo Chamber by John Boyne. Honourable mention from Kira Kelly. Before you go, what are you reading now?
I am reading a totally different type of book again. I'm reading A Christmas Party, which is by Georgette Hare, which is set in the middle of the last century. And it is a whodunit along the lines of an Agatha Christie. But again, really well written. Loads of people will be... Your mother probably read, or your granny probably read Georgette Hare. She's been around since the year dot. And she writes fantastic books, really well put together, and this is like a detective novel set in a country house, which is the kind of thing actually I'm a bit of a sucker for, to be honest.
Sometimes you just need a good whodunit.
And a good one, yeah.
Kira, listen, a pleasure. Thanks a million. Dr. Kira Kelly, News Talk Breakfast presenter. Tune into the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf next week. Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Public Expenditure, will be putting his favourite book up there alongside Kira's contribution.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.